Kush, good Kush. Welcome back to the motherfucking Sour Hour, the gourmet pothead food review show.
Yes, sir.
The season was over, but we brought back special guests for another bonus episode.
Oh, man, it's a special one, bro.
First things first.
Yeah.
I had to call my man in here. You know what I mean? My right hand, my left hand, both hands. He boxes too, whatever. He kick niggas in the face. You know what I mean? Slapping around yellow belts and blue belts. My man, Dean. Bring him in. Jutsu Dean in the building.
Dean.
You know what I mean? We ready. So we going to look at
jiu-jitsu. I don't do no punching and kicking.
All right. Well, whatever. Either way, you be fighting niggas up. So either way.
Slamming niggas.
Right. You know what I mean? All types of big body shit, right?
All big body.
Yeah. So we had to go back in the bag because now at Devon, they know the bag is. It's not even a duffel no more. It could fit
a body bag.
Yeah, it's a body bag now. It's enormous now.
That's you know what I mean? So bag, let me tell you.
So we had to go back into that bag and get not only he said he's not a chef. He a nigga that cook. You know what I mean?
I like it.
So I had to bring him in. My man E. Jones in the building.
Yeah, you know round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, facts. Round of applause. appreciate it. So not Chef Jones, but a nigga who cooks Jones.
Yeah.
That was the greatest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know what?
Chefs.
We have to rate this differently, Devon, than we normally would because he's not claiming the title of chef. Okay. He's just a nigga who cooks.
I got you.
Just a nigga who cooks. Yeah, so if it comes out gourmet, it comes out gourmet. It comes out fucked up. I'm just a nigga who cooks. You know what I'm saying?
It's a safety net. It's like a safety net. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's pretty smart. Yeah, you know I mean,
that's first smart.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, this is a good time to get your lighters, you know what I mean, your whatever, your chalice, your peace piping rituals, you know what I mean, your blunts, your J's, your edibles, whatever you need to get to that level, you need to get there. You know what I mean?
Sir.
You see the ticker. If you got fire, then fire it up.
Yes, you know sir. What I mean?
Shout out to my homie Spitter. Let's go with the purple today. Let's go with the purple because this episode is sponsored by GDP, Granddaddy Perp. You feel me? So shout out to that.
There we go.
Shout out to that. Per capita with the GDP. You feel me?
Yeah, this is sponsored by White Runts as well, man.
White Runts.
Yes.
Exotic shit. First of all,
yeah.
Wheat names and chef plates are the most exotic shits in the world. That's the only shit in the world where the name makes you want it more.
Can we just call it dope? Can we call it spade?
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear some shit like, I do like that.
Yeah.
What, Dean?
Let's call a spade, though, nigga.
What's up?
Unless niggas are in certain areas and got certain type of dealers, most niggas is getting the same old fucking weed just renamed 50 fucking times. Let's call a fucking spade. I get it. I'm not saying that's what you brothers are smoking on, but there are going to be some niggas out here that smoking. I want them to know that you're not smoking the Fruity Pebbles, nigga. You smoking shit that was grew around the corner, my nigga. It is what it is. It's okay. If you get you high, get you high. But listen,
some niggas are them ganja farmers. You know what I'm saying? them niggas will cook up a good batch for you. Feel me? That shit will come right in that little tent over there in the Due West corridor.
No. That one, yeah. But then you also get old boy who made this shit, and you think you smoking
be
something.
Be careful.
And he grew don't weed, but you smoking CBD.
Right. You might be smoking some CBD.
You know what I'm saying? There's niggas out here smoking CBD. That's what I just want niggas to realize.
You're right. You're definitely right. Niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas smoking that. Listen, before we even get into this,
before we even get into this, bro,
one of my homies, not going to say his name for utter, you know.
Why not?
Not to embarrass him. I ain't going to name drop him. And it's clout chicks. I ain't going to do it. But
oh, it's bad. Okay, I got you.
My man said, he was like, yo, I got this new. I got this new gas you should try, whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. What is it? He goes, Delta 8. I'm like, Delta 8. That don't sound like
niggas who went after Osama.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking it up and I see it's for sale. Like niggas could buy it. Right. So I'm like, niggas could buy it. I don't know. And they could ship it to New York. I'm like, this ain't the real official tissue. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I look it up, definition, a little caption. CBD for blah 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 blah. I'm like, this nigga is trying to sell me CBD.
Yeah, man.
I'm a fucking guru, nigga. I'm telling niggas. I try to put niggas on the game.
Nigga said, hit me up if you want a shipment. I said, hit you up if I want a shipment. Bitch, I could just take an Advil, nigga. Take an Advil in the bathroom.
Amazing.
All right, but we're not here for that. We're here for some plates. We're here to peep the aesthetic as we've been doing all season long. Which is very important. Utterly important. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, we must peep the aesthetic. We got to keep our head on a swivel after all. But, you know what I mean? So, we got some plates in here that I want to show y'all. Right? I mean, well, we got the man, the myth, the legend in here himself. Yes, he could tell us how he made said food. First of all, peep the aesthetic. All right. We're just gonna scroll up and we're just gonna see. Honey, truffle, mustard, wilt.
It
had to be. It had to be. But you know why? Because I was telling you, off the name alone is what makes you want it more. Honey, truffle, mustard wings.
Yeah.
What niggas cooking with truffles, my nigga?
Let's start there.
Nigga, this nigga goes to the store and said, you know, let me get some of that truffles right there, my nigga. I got some shit in mind. Come on, nigga. You ain't got to flex on niggas like this.
Yeah. And truffles is not an accidental ingredient. Like,
you gotta go out your way to find some fucking truffles. Yeah.
You use too much,
You about to say. You got to know how to use it, too.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing's a flex. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, son. This nigga's like, let me get that shit.
So in the last episode, you told us the homies the rest of the Soul Council be making you just, you know, whip something up. You the guy who cooks, right?
I'm like the saucy fucking jam.
Okay. Got it. So what? Where does this rank in terms of the masses right now? Are they high on the honey and truffle, or they didn't get these yet?
They never got those. Those is like, you know, at the house.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, so they're missing out on those. So I'm telling you right now. Who's eating these, Jones? Because you can't eat. Are you eating all these wings? Because not for nothing. You taking a picture?
By myself.
This nigga watches Thursday Night Football with the way I am at. Yeah, nah. You know what I mean? Fuck Domino's. I hate you, Jones. I hate you.
You know what I'm saying? This
nigga said I'm making some truffle wings for fucking game. Wow,
How sticky are your fingertips after those? How sticky? I know they sticky.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing of bounties at the table. What you mean?
Quicker picker upper, baby. Quicker picker upper. It's needed.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Jones read my mind. He knew I was coming with that one.
Look, you referenced it last time. I was like, yeah, watch this first one.
I did. Listen. You know why? Because that shit was the one that stuck out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen, truffles. First of all, you got me at truffles, Jones. Truffles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like we said, who the fuck cooks with truffles? You know what I'm saying? So
I learned shit on fucking some Gordon Ramsay shit. Competition shit. I learned.
That's what I'm saying.
Had to cook with truffles, and she fucked it up. He said, I want the truffle.
That's a man that knows something, man.
Right, and that's why I really wanted to pull up because Jones knows something.
You know
what I'm saying? He knows something. He's not a novice. You can try to claim this nigga who cooks versus chef shit all he wants, people. This man knows what he's doing in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I won't let you off the hook, Jones. I won't. You know why?
I have a question for him though.
Nah, wait, Dean. You know why? Because he's making shit like this. This is a nigga who knows what he's doing. Sicilian penne vegan style? Come on. Jones, what are we doing, man? What are we doing?
Yeah, nah.
You got alternative meals for diets and shit?
Yeah, that's a jar. That's a jar Alfredo. It can't be too Like, come on, it's a vegan Alfredo that I got. Now,
you didn't make the fresh.
I didn't see the jar.
It's a nigga who can cook.
Right. See, I digress because
now, you don't say he didn't tell
he
you.
Ain't making shit from scratch, people. He's not.
So my go-to dish is from scratch.
Okay, all right. Okay, we can at least say that. But you know what?
It's like one of them blue table meals. I just like added an extra spin on because
First of all right, you know what a blue table. First of all, let me tell you what a blue table meal. Let me tell you what that
Go ahead, let me break it down for you.
All right. Single, living by myself, let me tell you what my diet was.
Right.
I had chicken breasts.
But that's
I had
shit.
Steak.
Yeah.
I had vegetables. And then I would just buy the burgers and use it, and then I would cut it into ground beef and shit. No rice,
right.
Meat, and vegetables. And you know what I have for snacks, my nigga? The Quaker Oat things.
Let's That's go.
It. Right. Some peanut butter if I want to get fancy. Put some Nutella on that bitch.
Get that.
That's
baby.
A blue collar fucking meal, Jones.
Right.
Yeah. Nigga, you can't. Come on, my nigga.
Niggas come with this gentrified artisan deal.
Blue table, like the joint that you like, you go to the website and like. Pick out the shits that you want, and they send it to you.
Right.
My bad. Who is that? I just equated to blue collar. I was like, let me tell you what niggas actually, you know what I'm saying? How niggas, you know, a nigga who, I don't know if I can be classified as a nigga who can cook. All I can cook is chicken and steak. That's really it. And vegetables.
Now,
you a sous chef.
Yo, see, obviously the eggs and bacon. I forgot the eggs and bacon.
Niggas tag you in for the grill section. You know what I mean?
Nigga, let's go.
That's you know important.
That's very important. All right, so let's see what else we got here for Jones, man. Because before we get into, you know what I mean, the people who claim to be professionals, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get into because oh shit! This looks great. This looks great right here, baby.
Oh man.
Okay, so let me just go into something real quick. Let me just show y'all the depths of the bag real quick because.
Oh, we're gonna into a.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'll dibble and dabble. You know what I'm saying? But let me just show y'all what the sour hour was really about. Yeah, you know
let's
saying?
Get it.
Let's see what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let me say, just peep the aesthetic here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to steak videos, you know what I mean?
Fucking steak, let's go.
You gotta keep grabbing.
One of my favorite pages, yo.
Let's get it. No music. I don't need no music. Just give me the shits. Uh-huh.
Right. Page is so relaxing to me.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
ASMR.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever checked the Russian dude out?
We know about the Russian dude. We got a couple dudes. We got a Tibetan dude that gets crazy.
The Chinese Russian dude I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know you're talking.
The sandwich is amazing.
Hey.
What?
Look at that.
Whoa.
Come on. Lime drizzle. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. What are we doing, ladies?
I eat that. I'm laying in the snow.
Yeah.
The crab with the steak.
The steak was cooked to perfection. Did you see when he cut that sumbitch? That's fucking magic right there.
All
right,
so in a sense,
fuck!
1 out of 10. 10 being the highest. What are we giving that one?
No, it's a 10.
That's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10. Okay. I'm going to go 10.
All right. Yeah, Jones is not going to be D-Wade in the dunk contest today. He's giving that one a 10.
That looks really good.
Listen,
yeah, hell yeah.
I wouldn't be
doing that shit outside.
Right. It's different. It's different.
Now, you don't really see too many seasonings in the situations.
Nah.
So I don't know if we can really get out of 10 because taste, the aesthetic might look good.
But it's like, it's like caveman meat. I know what you mean.
Can we watch it again real fast?
That shit's already gone, D. I ain't gonna
Got you. because he did something with the butter. He was adding some shit in there.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I'm saying? And we didn't see how I'm pretty sure he did season that steak before he
did. It was very simple though. Black pepper and salt. easy one.
Well, good steak really shouldn't be doing too much to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm saying, so like, and then too with the natural flavors, that should start to come. Like, now
it was in a skillet. It was in a skillet. So
I think we got to give old boy the tizen.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. I see Dean gonna be the Paula Dina or the Paula Abdullah this shit. You know what I mean? I love this dish. I love it so much.
Don't make me laugh like that. I'm too hot for this shit.
Okay, all right. I ain't mad at you. All right, so peep the aesthetic. We cooking on fire right now. Shout out to Cooking with Fire. You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Are we playing music today, or are we just going? Oh, we full screen. Okay, all right. I ain't mad at you. Let's start over though.
Grilled pork tacos or macros?
Okay. Make that shit how I like it though. Oh, there's a jalapeno.
Oh, see? It froze on me.
It froze on me too.
Yeah, oh, my me bad. Too.
I was the only one I saw it, huh? My bad, yeah.
All that good magic.
I was like, damn, sir. My bad. Here we go. Let me do that again for the people. My bad. I was enjoying the shit out of it. I was sitting here in my solitude and shit. Yeah. I was like, this is great.
I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, this is amazing. Hold on, let me get it right for y'all. All right. All right. Can y'all see the page now?
It's loading up. All right, it's up now for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I see it.
All right, so let's just bring it back real quick though. Grilled, what we got?
Pork taco. Oh, okay.
All right. With a little pico and
guacamole.
All right. Make grilled it traditionally pork,
steak,
though.
Traditional Mac grills.
Okay. Oh. Jalapenos. Okay, I like it. I like it already. Line. Let's very go. Crucial. Very crucial.
Crucial.
Mm. Okay. All right.
I love avocado, man.
Yeah, season it. Oh.
Oh.
Come on.
Go. Yeah.
There we go. Now we're cooking.
Oh, I like this apparatus.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Grill it up a little bit. A little cheese.
Oh, that's a double up.
Yeah, I'm about to say, right? I'm very intrigued then.
Oh, he got. Oh,
oh, you son of a bitch!
Oh no, a double decker.
Real.
Oh, he. Oh, you ain't shit, grill. Nigga.
Do we want to see this again?
Yeah, I gotta see this one more time.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga ain't shit.
This is art right here, bro.
First of all, he got me with the lemon juice in the guac as well. That was when I lost it. Right here.
Yeah. Oh man. Ah. Oh man!
Look at that going in there. Yeah, I wish they would have showed more of the, you know what I mean, with the pork. But he's laying that thing down. Go ahead now. Yes.
Nah, he did it on this one.
Oh, shit! Put the cheese on there, and I'm lactose, and I'm enjoying that portion of it.
It's my favorite part.
You know what I'm saying, nigga?
Yeah. See the way that thing? Oh man,
that was a flex. That was
grilled
the
pork.
That was the flex.
Taco?
That was the flex right there. That was the flex. Yeah. When he pulled the cheese apart, that was the flex.
Yeah, bro.
He had to do that. He definitely didn't have to do that. You know why?
Do you fucking understand the flavors that are about to fucking punch you in the face when you bite into that son of a bitch?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing crazy. Like, fuck. Woo!
You good, dude?
Yeah.
Huh? All
right, so you good, nigga? what are we giving that right one? Now. One out of ten. What are we giving that one?
I'm gonna give it a 9. I'll give it a 9. Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a 9 as well. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's the details, ATD. You know what I mean? The double down with the cheese. I'm big on that.
Yeah.
So I may be being a whore.
All right.
I may be.
Mm-hmm. You can get a shit of 5.
Listen.
Just get to it, dude. Come on.
Shit, I'm sorry, but the simple shit works. You gotta give the shit a 10, baby.
Okay.
Mm.
You gotta give the shit a 10. Like, you see that shit, like. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, what did he do? What did he do?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, nigga.
All right, my bad. You're right. I just, you know, I've been around the block a couple times. You know what I mean?
The ingredients of yeah. Part of made magic. Come on, nigga, you got to give him shout out.
All right, Dean. You know why? I'm gonna test your endurance, Dean, because you can't give everything a 10. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. You never fucking. I'm higher. Right. You don't know. I don't know.
Nigga, just be handing out 10s. You get a 10. Everybody gets 10. Yeah,
shit, this is magic.
Oh, well, happiness when you're high.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Right. All right. So let's see. Let's check this one out right here. My man, food. Abia. He's good. He's actually his guy. Don't miss. Actually, I ain't gonna lie to you.
What the fuck is that? Is that an oxtail? No.
Wait, just wait, Dean. It gets
going on over here.
I ain't gonna full screen it because in case y'all miss it. Whoa. We gotta turn that down, babe. I'm gonna do it for him.
It looks
like a steak or pork. I missed it. Oh, see, tomato paste. Oh, he's doing it all in one pot. With the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker, yeah.
Oh,
let's get it.
No, I'm scared of those type of pressure cookers.
Nah, that shit looks bussin'.
Oh,
that's the pressure cooker.
Get that out of here! Oh, we making a sandwich? Okay, we got another sandwich coming on. All right, the pizza sandwich. Oh, this nigga is.
Oh no!
Oh, that's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Oh, he's different.
Time out, woo, son.
One more time.
Less. One more time.
This nigga made pizza out the bread. Come on, nigga.
Fuck the pizza.
Nigga, but no, I'm saying this shit, the whole shit. Like, come on, bro. You gotta just.
This right here? The whole fucking brew?
That's where it goes down.
The little tomato paste in there, too?
I was just about to say, the paste is important, bro. Mm.
So what is this, like a beef sandwich?
Yeah.
Or roast chocolate.
The breast soaking up that sauce,
ooh,
man.
This is assholes right here. Like, God.
Yeah, that's overkill.
He pressed on it. He gave it CPR.
Don't you die on me. Don't you die.
Don't you.
You feel me?
Man.
So, like I said, the bag is very deep now. So you like the outdoors shit, right? I see you. The outdoors one, I'll raise you this one. The only thing is fucked up.
We're not voting on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Thank you, Dean, for keeping me in check. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Hey, young brother, we see what you're putting down.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I feel like I'm pitching a no-hitter right now. I mean, I'm not missing. You know what I'm saying? I feel good.
Yeah.
You're saying that's a 10 as well, what we just saw right there was a complete 10. That's what we're saying.
I'm going to give it a 9.5. Because it was damn good. Nah, I might have to get a 10. I might.
Come on, man. 10 for the win. Stop being bougie, man.
Put into the pressure cooker alone.
Right. You're right. And we forget about that.
You took the extra mile.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I want all of you young brothers to think about sometimes, right?
Okay, because go ahead, Uncle Bean.
What happens when you do too much, right?
With the
whole pizza bread was a little bit too much for that kind of sandwich. Why are we having pizza with stew?
No, but
that don't make sense. Think about it.
You got to put cheese on it though. He put cheese. The cheese on the bread though.
Not like that.
He could have torched it.
Come on, nigga. The whole dish has identity crisis now. What do we eat?
How? That's your lactose talk.
What is it?
That's your lactose talk.
No, yeah. It's not. I love the tacos. No, think about it. Think about the way that day was. Right? Like, yeah. Come on, though. Lack. Come on.
Please talk to Lack.
Come on, son. Like, it's having an identity crisis, my brother.
All right, well, let's see what this one has.
It gets a strong 8.
A strong? How strong? Luke Ferdinand strong?
All right. Boom.
All right. So, shout out to Food Strategies. Let's see what they got here for us. They play music, it's a dub. What's going on here?
I would still eat that shit though. Word is bones. I'm just
oh yeah, no, he don't play around.
Oh,
let me just roll around because this is another nigga I don't miss. He's another nigga I don't miss. Let me just bring it back for you. Or not. Okay. Knife work. The two sword knife work.
He made it in the ground pork, it looks like.
Yes.
Right, we got some. Okay. Okay.
The man for making ground pork out of a good one knife.
ASMR is a little too much for me, but okay, I see what you're doing. Okay. What? Okay. What are we doing? What are we doing? Is that a side? Okay, that's a big ass patty. Okay. I like what you're doing right with this right here. I'm fucking with
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
Okay.
Crazy.
Wait.
He's going crazy.
Wait.
No, wait!
The pickles, the bacon, the burger sauce.
Yo,
so that's the Krabby Patty, my nigga.
You can't even bite that.
That's fucking amazing.
He had to get a homie some.
Mr. Krabs could never. That's a fucking great.
Wait, does he have like
a mask? Yeah, he had a mask on. He's cooking with a mask identity.
Oh,
why
he's
though?
Out there in the fucking
niggas a 10 for me.
No, that's a complete 10. No, that's a 10.
But it's also the 10 because the camera angle makes it look doper than it really is, though. Too the camera, his editing skills, his shit is elite. I ain't gonna lie.
You see, he's
but look at that finished product and look at what he's doing.
Yeah, he's
putting the condiments in the bowl with his finger off the knife.
Yeah, the knife work is amazing. Man.
I just want to know what that is.
It looks like cheese.
Cheese,
mozzarella.
Of course,
that was like maybe brie or something.
Cheese. Yeah, fucking cheese.
I'm gonna go on the brie side. I may be wrong. We may be wrong out here. I'm not sure.
A lot of eggy wasting right there, but all right,
nigga.
You still get a 10.
Comment say, what the fuck did he fry?
Now it looks like bacon, ground pork. So this is just pork on pork. Fuck,
nigga. The funny part is the dog.
This is a Muslim worst nightmare.
Oh shit.
I said I'm with my brother.
They ain't even done nothing to you.
You ain't had to aesthetics.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that nigga chilling. He know he getting the food up, but this is just a gelatinous burger.
That's a
though.
Crazy fucking.
Like you can't even really bite that.
What you got? His
cholesterol level was after it.
Cholesterol. You can't even finish that.
What was his numbers? Yeah. What was his high blood? What was his number? I would love for fucking niggas to take a test after they eat that shit. He still gets a 10, and I would love to try it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm gonna give him a 9.8. I don't like the it was too much. It was too much for me.
You know what? I give him a 9.5 for the simple fact though. Once you start to get really into it, you gotta come to Jesus with that deep fried brie as a
bun. That's what I'm saying. It's a little too much. You can't even get a realistic bite.
That's after a while. Right. Yeah, it's like you really can't do much like to kind of keep the situation under control.
Like, oh yeah, because it's gonna get so messy and stuff, right?
And,
right,
not for nothing. I'm a guy who like I like the realistic food. I want like the man versus food type food. You know what I mean? So I don't want those just ginormous burger that's not even realistic. You know what I mean? Give me something that's like this size that looks game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I don't need, you know what I mean? I'm not here for all that. So that being
I fucking
said,
love I love that kind of shit. That's why this shit, for me personally, that shit says, let's roll. That shit looks great. Let's fucking do it.
All right, so we got a couple things here. Let's see what we got here.
But you the nigga who gave pizza roll fucking yeah, whatever. You crazy nigga.
Look at this though. They make it a fucking crunch.
Oh, Twisted! Shout out to Twisted.
Look at this shit here. Okay, mixing up the shit like on a little griddle. Paprika, I like it.
Onions,
make a little fajita on there. Okay.
The tortilla. Oh, yes.
Oh, she making a glue.
Come on.
Wow.
Oh, she making it with three. Okay, let me sit up.
Oh shit.
Yeah. What's
a little sweet corn, a little cheddar. Ooh, yeah. Details. Oh, that's what I like. Okay. Spring onion. That's new.
There you
go. Gluing that thing up.
Umbrella Corp sign with tortillas before she gets.
Oh, she making three of them things. Oh,
no.
That's a whole lot of tortilla. Okay, okay.
Okay. Doing? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh, come on.
She got me. She got me. Ten.
10.
And you know that shit is filling. It's filling it like, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely some perfect high shit right there.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Oh, he needs one of them shits.
Yeah.
One of them shits.
Jones about to cook that shit next Monday when he come home from the crib. He gonna be like, what I feel like doing today? You know what that shit we saw. Let me just
Do I have three tortillas?
Stop at the store on the way to the crib. On the way to the crib, stop at the store real fast.
Stop at the grocery.
local market. So let's now that I'm cooking with gas, let me just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Just don't stop. Just let me go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hungry.
So peep the aesthetic. As you can see, there's some shit going on in this.
That shit bottom here. Right, yo, nigga.
There's shit going
that shit
on
is
here.
Calling me.
What is this? What you know what I mean?
I that shit it? Cool, but that shit over there, nigga.
Right, I know.
Who's at the bottom next to him? Is that burnt ends?
Yeah, listen, we don't know what it is, but it looks good.
I would bet on Burton's. Yeah.
The aesthetic is crazy. Let's
check
what he out. What is he doing? Wait a minute.
He's not braiding steak, is he?
Pour that over the top of these braided skirt steaks. Let that braided skirt steaks right on the coals. I got two skirt steaks, slicing them into three lengthwise even segments, and then braid them, securing with a toothpick at each end. Next,
he Dana Black
blend
woman.
Together all these ingredients to make a marinade. Pour that over the top of these braided skirt steaks. Let that sit in the fridge overnight. Because I'm cooking these on the coals, I'm going to get some real wood or lump charcoal
on the coals,
and then add these guys to cook for about 5 to 7 minutes per side. Once they hit 120, pull them off, let them rest. Then we're going to pull out those toothpicks and slice them up, top them off with some scallions, cilantro, jalapeno, and side of salsa verde. This was so freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe at overthefirecooking.com or link below. Cheers. Braided skirt steaks cooked right on the coals.
He gets a fucking 10. He gets a fucking 10. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Fuck off. That's fucking great. That's beautiful right there. That's just fucking beautiful. That's some great shit. I fucking love a good steak. I fucking love it. Brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
You braided the skirt steak.
Right.
Then by the end of it, you chopped it up.
Ooh,
do you think sense of braiding it? It was just
that's
for the
true. That's true.
Maybe it has something to do with the way he's cooking it.
Yeah, because maybe it'll
stay. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe because
he cooked it on
the
fire, straight on the fire. So I don't know, but maybe he could cook it flat. He could have did it. That would have been flat.
So is he doing too much? Because if we're gonna nitpick like that, then we could. Because honestly, for me personally, steak and the sauce was fine. I need the scallions. Actually, now talking to y'all. All right, we'll give him a fucking 8.5. Okay.
Yeah, 8.5, man.
Okay. I'll give him an 8. I'll give him an 8 because I'm now his old credibility is all out through the roof. I was gonna let him slide if Jones had not said that and
opened everything else up.
Yeah, I was like,
I was ignoring the other shit. I was ignoring the scallions and the other shit. I was like, but I was ignoring that.
Trying to give him benefit of the doubt is like, does it cook differently because it's braided?
Nah.
Nope.
Nah. From our fucking listen. We have a fucking the expert in front of us, the nigga who can cook. That puts him on a level higher than everyone else in this fucking virtual world right now. So if this nigga says that it doesn't cook no different, then it's for all we know, it don't cook no different, nigga.
I mean, let's just be wrong. Yeah. He could be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
He could be, but we don't got no other answer right now, my nigga.
Like, he's our
resident expert.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, are the joints at like Brazilian spots, are those like the steaks that come out on the joint, are those braided?
No,
they're just steaks.
They just
steak.
Look curvy. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, no, I don't think it's like throwing it on the coals is what gives you the different, like,
there you go,
or texture or whatever. But braiding it a certain way is not gonna make my meat taste better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, poor.
That's a thing. I appreciate that one. I appreciate that. That was a veteran move there, Jones. That was a veteran move, boy. Seven. I said, man, I've been out here for 10 summers doing this. Yeah. He's from Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. Jersey. Yes, you know what I'm saying? He knows what he's talking about. All right. Let's get we're on a time crunch here, so let's keep it moving here. I'm like Randy Johnson right now, you know what I'm saying? So let's just peep the aesthetic.
You could have fucking said McGuire. Wasn't he on the juice in a pitcher?
Who?
No. McGuire? Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was the first baseman, my bad.
Yeah, I'm like, listen.
You could have used the pitcher on the juice.
Why would I use the juice? Fuck it.
That was when baseball was good. Dead now. Music.
All right. That's not gonna do with this. Nigga making shrimp. Shrimp in the dip, some sliders, okay, with the cheese mozzarella playing some music, so I can't fuck with you, Big Pippin, but okay, all right, I like that. You're making sliders with the, okay, putting the butter on top. Okay, pop them things in the oven.
It's a seafood artichoke dip sliders?
Yeah.
What is going on?
So he's making the artichoke dip, looks like, here. Oh, wait, no, that's a sauce. Well, the artichoke dip's already made. I think he's using the excess stuff from the dip and making sliders as well.
Mm.
So, okay. All right. See
what I don't doing. Think they're are they sliders or are they fucking burger buns? No, they're sliders. Okay.
Slider, burger buns, sliders, some shit. You know what I mean? And then he's using not chips, actual bread. I like that. It's a good touch.
Man, he's doing too much.
Right? Like, there we go, D. Class of ice. Because
I'm gonna give him a six. I'm gonna give him a six.
His whole vibe out here is
put him in the body bag. He's done.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't feeling
you know why?
It, man.
You know why I'm gonna give him a six? Because that dip looked a little runny. You know what I mean? It ain't look like a real spinach artichoke, you know what I mean? It sits on the bread chip. Hefty, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was like,
I'm surprised your problem with him started so late. Listen here, right. Once again, I already admit it. I cook steak and I cook fucking chicken, but I can tell you this. If I did decide to fucking go ahead and cook some seafood, I'd season that bitch and make it look fucking good, especially if I'm going to put on the Instagram machine with the guy. And then the bread look fucking soft and weak. It's like, yeah, you fucking, you put your little drizzle on there, but the bread was just, you took it right out the package. You did nothing to it. Like, the whole shit was fucking weak. Like,
and what he should have instead of pouring it on there, he should have basted it with the actual.
Come on,
like,
do something. That's evenly coated. And then throw it in the oven for a little bit. Give it that little bring it out. Then you can do something with the shrimp. I don't know what you would do with the shrimp, but do something with the shit.
I mean,
like, it looked like a sophisticated struggle meal. Like, what are we doing, my nigga? What are we doing? He better than that.
All right. So who the IG cook dudes y'all don't like?
I mean, hey, listen, I'm here for the content. I don't give a fuck about who made it or not.
I do fuck with my man,
Deron the Chef. You know what I'm saying?
That's my guy,
Deron the Chef. He's on there. We got a couple of his content in here, so we got a couple of him lined up. But I like his stuff. I like the some of the Grill Nation stuff. I like some of the cooking over fire shit, steak videos.
Yeah.
The first dude that made the beef stew sandwich, I like his page. You know what I mean? He be going crazy. There's a couple dudes. Mr. Make It Happen. There's a couple guys I like. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He does a couple of things that, But you know what it is? It's also like because of the algorithms with the gram and shit. Because I like this, you get certain other shit. So now I see all this shit and I just save it. But
Danielson Williams.
I might not.
Like from the Jade and put on a record and then go like cook some shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's
he
dope.
The one that gets high before he does the shit.
Yeah.
He's dope.
I got it. Y'all gotta send me his videos. I ain't see him. I would have been there. This is perfect.
He got a whole vibe to him, bro. Like he's dope. Bro.
He made a fish fillet today. That joint look crazy. Maybe you want to make a fish.
We gotta hit him up and get him on the show. That's number one. We're gonna have to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to make it happen. Universe, make it happen. All right, but loaded seafood fries. How are we feeling?
Oh.
What's the temperature? Are we doing too much?
Temperature is hot. What do you mean?
Dean, are we doing too much, Dean?
I got to see it. It sounds like, but maybe he'll cook his, he'll do something better than the last dude.
I feel like they're gonna play music. Don't play music. Play music. That looks like a mountain of shit.
Yeah. is that Rotel?
Yeah, tail on.
You got the public fries. Public fries. Oh no.
Okay.
All right.
What are we doing here? Okay, we won't shut out the can, but yeah, all right. I'll see you. Recognize.
Nah.
The American Jesus.
Nah, he spent some time in jail, bro. That's a jail man right there, brother. Yeah, he was upstate a couple years.
Yo. That's what I want you to think. The whole thing.
Yeah, I'm about to die.
Yeah, he was upstate for a little bit. He was a chef up north.
You ain't shit, nigga.
He would have got left up north, but he was the chef up north.
Each and every one of you are not fucking shit. Yo. All right.
I just want to see. I just want to see what the temperature was. You know? So what we giving him? What we giving him?
You did that on purpose, man.
I know.
Hey, it's just straight. Oh God, what I do? No.
I just want to see what the temperature was. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit, balls, like, Batman.
So what we saying? Six?
Nah, bro, that's a lot. Honestly, I'm gonna give him don't record yourself cooking anymore.
Yeah, leave it alone. Leave
just
it
be
alone.
Like me, just cook your shit in the crib. Like, that's some shit he would enjoy. Not where everyone
was
else.
The, where was the fries?
Yeah, that was
so,
yeah.
We started laughing when he dropped them fries in that grease. So he didn't even care about it. It's like, you still, man.
Yo, I'm dead. No, I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dead.
He definitely like, baby, he wants nachos.
Yo, chill out.
I'm good. You set him up, bro. You wrong for that, bro.
I did. I just want to see what y'all was going to do. I just want to see what y'all
set him up, man.
I just want to see what y'all gonna do. But all right, so let me get a couple more before we end this one out because I had to make it up. I had to get that one, but now I got to make it up.
Fuck.
So, oh my God, I
died.
My face.
Yeah,
that was funny. All right. So you called
nachos.
Yo.
Don't make me laugh. That nigga made nachos for the whole tier. Don't make me laugh. All right. Y'all niggas asked for this shit and I'm delivered. You know what I mean? I delivered.
Shit, that's so funny.
Shout out to the man himself.
I got you a little bit.
Shake my hand. Mr. Make It Happen.
There we are.
Hey, we're gonna make it happen today.
Where are we going?
Where are we doing? Let's first of all. Travis Kelce, bring it back.
Your roll-ups?
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, my Jesus.
Oh. Look at this.
Yes. In a skillet. Very important, people. Okay. Nice little blend. I'm seeing what you're doing here, Mr. Make It Happen. Uh-huh. Oh. Let that thing simmer.
Oh.
Let that thing simmer.
Air fryer. Shit, Steph.
Here we go. See? Look at that shit. Oh, Ross. See, you're going crazy. You're going crazy.
Relax.
Yo.
Why he doing this? Why he got to do this to niggas?
Yo.
I do a salmon. You sound like this was salmon, for sure.
What?
I think that's on the page.
Oh, so, okay, we'll check that out. We'll see that. Listen, with the truffles.
That's crazy.
That looks crazy.
That looks crazy.
What are we doing? What are we doing with that one?
Oh, that's a 10.
That's a 10.
Loki, that's a 12 for me. I ain't gonna lie. That was the first 12. That was the first 12 of the day. That was crazy.
Hey, E. Jones, being from Jersey, man, what's like the go-to spot in Jersey you gotta hit up? Like you gotta go to
when I go back home, because I'm in the like New Brunswick. I'm in New Brunswick, so I grew up in Highland Park, and Highland Park's a spot called White Rose. And it's literally it's like one of them small ass like diner joints where you walk in, literally like seats on this side, and probably like two or three seats on this side. And I think there's stools, but it's like it's a high joint, so you really can't see the cook. All you can see is like his hat. Like, good to see you, buddy. Like shit like that.
Who actually made it?
Burgers. Yeah. I think they started selling like breakfast and stuff since then, but it's just burgers and fries in a bag, but like in a clear bag where you can like drizzle all the ketchup and all that stuff, and they give you like one of those forks.
Oh my god! Literally,
chocolate and vanilla milkshake. That's it.
Mm. Oh, so they keep it simple. It's like a simple.
Off like Kaiser bun, like kind of like a smash burger with pickles, onion.
Oh, simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah, real simple.
Yeah. I found it.
Oh, that's how.
I found it. Seafood lasagna rolls with the salmon.
Oh.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
All you need is one.
That's interesting. I like
I gotta
this.
Try that.
I like this.
Because I love salmon.
I like this. The presentation is excellent. Parsley, big fan of fucking parsley. It's number one. Nigga, big fan.
Nigga glitter goes a long way, brother.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Big fan. Yeah, big fan of that shit. I don't know what it actually does, but it does a lot. You know what I'm saying?
That looks really fucking good.
It does, Jones. Yeah, you should have like, you know what I mean? You gotta give people the money shot, Jones. You gotta like cut that shit open, you know what I mean? Get the cheese going.
I was
you know
what I mean? There was some people that was hungry. Wait,
man. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like, let me just get
come on,
right
Jones,
now.
Nigga. Come on, nigga.
Yeah.
Fucking hard. Like, come on, my nigga.
You making a shit for Instagram,
that shit
nigga?
Without the meal, you do for your fucking for yourself, nigga. Come on, son.
All right, so
because you know Jones just makes that shit. For Wednesday night, like you know, basketball and shit. You know, niggas come over and Jones is just putting on 12 course meals.
That's what's going on. I cursed out one time because it was the draft during the pandemic, and I made like the seafood, like seafood crab bread or whatever.
Go on.
I chopped that shit up, took a picture. And send it to everybody. It's like, yo, you just at home just making this shit. It's like, yeah, y'all niggas can come over anytime you want.
after he made the shit.
I'll put it out. Niggas cooking, show up if you want. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But when I was like, when I cook shit like that, it's like, oh, word. It's like, nigga, I said pull up.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking guru. I was trying to tell the people. You see, and when the draft happens, I was off by a day. They happen on Thursdays. I was off. See, just, see what I'm telling you, nigga.
You're right.
You be all knowing right, so, something, man.
So Jones got to go, but can we sneak in one more real quick? Because this one, it's a little interesting. It's a little crazy. Peep the aesthetic. I like, first of all, excellent detailed photos. Fuck if the food looks good or not. The camera's working. Okay, you did
that. Pasta on the right is giving right. Is making me nervous. Mm-hmm. It looks a little, those noodles are going to cook for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Looks a little undercooked. Oh, and then that fucking, yeah. And then
see, it looks like I ragu. Would eat this, but it looks good. It looked like it would taste good. I mean, that's what I'm going to say.
I don't know.
You know, some people saw them like their presentation ain't right, but it tastes good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was like one of them shits. Like, you know what I mean? But anywho, we ain't here for that one. We here for this. What are we doing today? Okay. Spaghetti boats.
I love myself some spaghetti. Let's see what we got going zone.
Fucking boats.
Really can't fuck up spaghetti.
Okay, so brother. All right. I see what you're doing. Okay. I see that.
It's a gator.
Okay.
I'm not mad at this canned tomatoes. This is his brand either.
No. I'm not, but he's seasoning it. Some minced garlic. Okay. I'm like what he's doing so far. Strain it out. Okay. Mixing it together. All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay, mixing it all together. All right. I like this. I like what we're doing. It's good so far. Basic, but good so far. Perfect for a college kid. You know what I'm saying? A nigga who could cook in college. Oh, it goes on. Okay, he making the boats now. Making the boats.
Okay.
Oh, he made a canoe.
Oh, that's adorable. This is where he loses points. He should have took the boats, garlicked them up, and then toasted them.
Absolutely should have. Also, how were you eating this? Are you picking it up and eating it like that?
Or yeah, you have
it
to
with a fork. Like what?
No, you have to eat it like a
sandwich.
Whatever. And also, I would say that there's one more critique I have for him.
Uh-huh.
Didn't use enough meat, I feel.
What?
I like to have when I have.
What's your ratios to this? Like, you want to have no noodles? What do we want?
No, you have noodles, but you got to make sure the protein in there too, man.
Yeah,
you got to Florida Gator shit on. You know what I'm saying? You may be an athlete. You got to make sure you get these gains.
So what do you say?
Don't get all carbs, my nigga. Don't get all carbs.
Pound and a half at least.
Listen, there's a lot of arguments in my house. We made meatballs the other day. I wanted to use 3 packs of fucking ground beef. Justin wants to use fucking. Oh, like,
you see what I'm saying, Joe? You see what I'm saying? Like
he won, but I wasn't happy. For what? And then at the end, honestly, not for nothing, I was like, we still should have used more, nigga. I told you, I was kind of right.
What do you want, Mondo Burgers, nigga, for dinner?
need these gains, nigga. You got to get these gains.
Why are you like this? Why are you even like this?
Oh, my need God.
The gains, nigga. Hey.
So. Like, I don't even know why, like, for what? For really what? All right. I want to end it on this one because
one more.
She does her thing, and I'll be remiss if I didn't mention her.
Please say it's Kitchen Easy.
Stop. But what I will say is,
this is Tabitha Brown.
It's not Tabitha Brown. It's Kimmy's Creations. I know aesthetic looks crazy, but when I tell you she makes fire food, she makes fire food.
Oh yeah, Kimmy is a
sweetheart, man.
She could talk.
See what we got here. She's making a
I use two burger. Cheeses, Havarti, and sharp cheddar, then baked in the oven while I'm on a salad. One cup of mayo, two teaspoons of red wine vinegar, a half cup of sliced.
Yeah, it's frozen.
Goddamn internet. All right, one more time.
The man trying to fucking keep us down.
If Hair Damn was a video, it'd be this one. Let's make that grinder salad sandwich. I use two cheeses, Havarti, and sharp cheddar, then baked it in the oven while we're throwing a salad.
You're a little too loud for me in my ear, but I see what you're doing, though. Make this banana peppers. Okay.
Love banana peppers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she got the automatic salt thing. Okay. See what we're doing.
The nerve! Excuse me. Slow? Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
I could do without the bologna.
That's bad lunch meat, bro.
I could have just done without the bologna.
Wait, what? A torch!
Oh, you dirty. And I want some.
Not without
the bologna, though. Just without the bologna.
Bro.
Listen, I'm a fat nigga at heart, E. Jones. I'm a fat nigga, bro. That kind of shit turns me on, son. That shit. She fuck around get a baby after that. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but you never know.
You're probably the first person I've seen, like, actually that does IG stuff that paired, like, the joint with burritos, like, on the plate.
Son. That's what put it over for me. Son,
maybe I made you a sandwich.
She ready. Come on, son.
Can you put the Doritos on the plate?
I wouldn't have been mad with Grand Theft on that.
Jones is on to something. That's what makes it realistic, bro. That's why she's got to get a 10.
She got.
I'm not eating that big ass Scooby Doo sandwich, but you know
what?
She out here making heat cooked Huxtables, cuz.
Bro, nah, son. Substitute the bologna
hoagies and shit.
Something else, and we be all right. Yo, that is a hoagie. That I feel like that's, nigga, that's a hoagie.
Yeah, that's a hoagie.
That shit got a cape on it.
It's brolic.
Listen,
y'all fronting on, yo, y'all fronting. That shit's a 10.
What, 10, Dean?
With the fucking nacho cheese Doritos, nigga. Yep, all that.
I'll give a plus 0.5 for that, though. I will give it that.
Yeah.
11 for me.
Yo,
hey, she
but she was able to take the bite, though. That's what makes it realistic.
Simply lemonade.
Listen,
nah, she had that. Some shit, yeah, that she had some
I
shit
ain't
in there.
Mad at her.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at her. Go on, Kimmy, get your bad self.
That was some good shit.
That was a fire one.
And some country time lemonade.
Not the country time. Said country time.
Nah,
fuck
that might
you.
Have been a what's the other one? The crystal. What's it?
Simply lemonade.
Not the simply lemonade. What's the other
crystal? Or was it crystal light?
Crystal Light, the Crystal Light.
No, please don't.
No, she not on that type of time. Yeah. I don't know. Don't she's from Crystal Light Lemonade. I don't know.
Woo! Yo,
I'm talking all this shit about her, and now I may buy a half a pack of bologna and just make some fucking fried bologna sandwiches. Now, not out of
see, that's shit. A different bag. That's not what she did. That's a different. Bag. That's a K-Lo-K bag. You know what I'm saying? That's a different bag.
I may do it.
You might regret that by Saturday.
I probably will.
Yeah,
that shit, I probably will. Nigga gonna make.
Why did I have this shit?
No, but takeaway of the night though is my man's seafood loaded nachos. Takeaway of the night. That's it. It won. Yeah, video of the night.
It was a hit on, it was a hit on the block though. It was a hit on this. It was a hit on the block.
Yeah,
they loved it.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
They still thinking about it right now.
He won.
No shit on the table while you watching the Redskins. Definitely a Redskins fan,
yo. Like, what do you eat with this, nigga?
Definitely a Redskins fan.
I get them nachos, man.
Oh, man.
All right, man. But, you know, we had to bring the Sour Hour back. I'm glad we did for a bonus episode. Dean, E. Jones, Devon, thanks for joining us, man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you got five fired up. We had some fucking great dishes, some great plates. Shout out to the nigga who cooks, Jones. He has some plates on there, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? This is, we did it, man. I think we're still trending up, so.
Yes, sir.
Anything y'all got to say to the people?
Free my mans up north, man.
Free Brittany Griner too.
Yeah, free her for real. Yeah. All jokes aside.
No, yeah. She ain't up north.
Especially now that the U.S. has openly said they're just like, ah, we think this is some bullshit going on over here.
See, Dean.
What?
Start. See, we gotta get out of here.
This ain't that time.
We gotta get out of here before Dean.
This ain't ZK. You right?
I know. Dean, get back, man.
Putin does have cancer. He has cancer.
Oh man,
he does. He's got cancer. We'll see.